Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Ekev, that is Parak Zion, Pasuk Yud Beis. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues encouraging Klal Yisrael that they should trust in Hashem, that He's going to bring them into the land of Eretz Yisrael, take care of all their wars for them, and He heeds them to ensure not to do Avodah Zarah that all the other nations are doing. And the Pasuk tells us, V'ayah Ekev Teshmun Esa Mishpatim Ma'ela, and it will be that because of your listening, or when you listen to these Mishpatim, Ushmartem Vasisem Aysam, and you will guard them and perform them, V'shamar Hashem Alkech Lecha Esa Hashem, your God, is going to guard for you the bris, which is the covenant, and the chesed, which is the kindness that He promised to your forefathers He would do for you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'haya Ekev Teshmu'un. Rashi is addressing why is it the word Ekev is used? If we're just trying to say when you listen to the following, so why is it used the word Ekev? Why not use the word key? So Rashi says, Im ha-mitzvah sakalis she'adam dash ba'akevav teshmu'un. The Pasuk is trying to tell us that if you're going to listen to the mitzvahs, that people usually step on with their heel. The source of the word Ekev is also the word heel. So the Pasuk is trying to tell us, even those mitzvahs that a person usually steps on with their heel and they don't pay too much attention to, and they don't think they're such important mitzvahs. So you keep those mitzvahs, then v'shamar Hashem yishmelcha v'tachasoy, He's going to keep His promise to you. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'hevecha, and He will love you. Uverech chavir becha, and He's going to bless you and increase you. Uverech primit necha ufriya masecha, He's going to bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground. Degancha, your grain, v'sireshcha v'tzurecha, and your wine and oil. Shigar alefecha, the offspring of your cattle, v'ashtres tenecha, and the flocks of your sheep and goats. Ala adama, on the land, asher nishbala v'secha lasis lach, that He promised your forefathers He would give to you. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shigar Alefecha. How does that mean the offspring of your cattle? Valde Bekarecha, Shehanakeva Mishagaris Me'eha, the female she sends forth from her womb. Ve'ashtra Senecha, Menachem Perish, he explains, Abire Bashan, Mivchar Hatzayim, this is talking about the choicest of the flock, Kemai Ashtra is Karnayim, Lashayin Chayzek, has to do with something strong or choice. Ve'unkles Tirgim, he explains this word as Ve'edre Anach, the herds of your flock. Rabbi Seinu Amru and Chazal explain, Lomenikar Shmam Ashtarais, why over here are we calling flocks Ashtarais and not Adarim like we usually call them throughout the Pesukim, Shema Ashreis as Baleim, because they bring wealth to their owners. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yodalud, Baruch Tiyam Mikol Amim, you shall be blessed from all the other nations. Lo Yebachar Akar Vakara Uvivhem Techa, you shall not have a barren man or woman among you and among your animals. Vehisir Hashem Mimcha Kol Chayli, and Hashem is going to remove all sickness from you. Vechol Madvei Mitzrayim Harim Asher Adata, and all the evil maladies of Mitzrayim that you knew, Lo Yisim Hambach, He will not place on you, Unusonem Mechal Seinecha, He's going to give them to all of your enemies. Vechatos Kol Amim, and you're going to consume all the nations. Asher Hashem that Hashem places before you, your eyes should not pity them, and you should not serve their gods, because it's a trap for you. Perhaps you're going to say in your heart, many, these nations are so much greater than me, how can I drive them out? Do not be afraid of them. You shall surely remember that which Hashem your God did to Pari and all of Mitzrayim, the great tests that your eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders, and the strong hand, Vazorinu to you on the outstretched arm, Asher Tziach Hashem Lekecha, that Hashem took you out with, Ken Yasa Hashem Lekecha Chalamim, Asher Atayir Pnehem, so Hashem your God shall do to all the nations that you're afraid of. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes, Hamasois, the tests, Nisioine, certain tests, Vahaisois, Kigan Vahilanachash, Vahiludam Bayabashes. These are the signs that we know about, that the staff turned into a snake, or the water turned into blood, Vahamifsim, Hamakas Hamuflais, this is the wondrous Makas, Vahyarachazaka Zadever, this is specifically referring to Dever, Vazorinu to you, Zuacher, Shalmakas Bechares, this is referring to the sword of Makas Bechares. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, Vegamas Atzira, and also the Tzira, which some translate as hornet, Yishalach Hashem Lekech Abam, Hashem your God is going to send against them, Ad Avoid Hanishurim Vanishurim Panecha, until the remnants and the hidden ones are completely destroyed from before you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf, Hatzira, what is Tzira? Min Sharet Ta'if, it's a type of flying insect. Shahesu Zarekes Behem Mara, it would spit some sort of poison at them, Sarastan, and it would make all the males unable to have children, Samis Einem, and it would blind their eyes, Bechomakam Shayun Nistarm Sham, in any place that they were hiding over there. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Lois Aretz Mipnehem, do not break down from in front of them, because Hashem, your God, is in your midst. Kael God of Naira, He is a great and awesome God. Hashem is going to cast out these nations from in front of you, little by little. You're not going to be able to destroy them swiftly, so that perhaps the wild animals of the field are going to increase over you. If you have an area which is completely populated, and all of a sudden you remove that entire population, so now wild animals have much more space to roam around and increase, and so it could simply be dangerous if you destroy them right away. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Chavez, Rashi asks, isn't it that if we keep the will of Hashem, we do not have to be afraid of wild animals? Shenemar says in the Pasuk, and the animals of the field are going to be at peace with you. So what does he answer? It was revealed in front of Hashem that eventually Klal Yisrael would sin, and therefore he said that you're not going to destroy them right away because of your sins that you're going to have by that time. You're going to have to destroy them slowly but surely, remove them slowly but surely, so there shouldn't be an increase in all the wild animals. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel, and Sonam Hashem Lekech Lefanecha, and Hashem will deliver them in front of you. V'hamam muhumag dayla, and He will confuse them with a great confusion, Adi Shamadam, until He completely destroys them. V'nasan machem be'adecha, and He will deliver their kings in your hand. V'avad toas shemam, and you shall destroy their name, mitachas hashemayim, from underneath the heaven. Lo yisetzef ish befanecha, not a single man will stand in front of you, Adi Shemidcha yisam, until you completely destroy them. P'silei alayhem tisfrum ba'ish, you shall burn their carved images of their gods in fire. Lo yisach ma'id kesef zav alayhem v'lakach tolach, do not covet the gold and silver which is on them and take it for yourself. Pen tivokesh ba'i, perhaps you will be trapped by it. Kisei avas Hashem lekecha hu, because it is the abomination of Hashem your God. V'lo yisavi se'evel v'secha, and do not bring abomination into your house. V'ho yisachem kamayu, and become banned just like it. Shagetz shakatsenu, you shall be disgusted by it. V'sa'iv tsavenu, and you shall abominate it. Kicherem hu, because it is banned. Kol ha-mitzvah asher anoichem sevcha ayayim tishmurun la'asayis. Moshe Rabbeinu continues, all the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall guard to perform. L'man techiyun v'risem, so that you can live and increase, uvasem v'yishtem es ha'aretz, and come and inherit the land asher nishba Hashem la'vaseichem, that Hashem your God promised your forefathers. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, kol ha-mitzvah, all of the mitzvah, all the commandments I'm commanding you today, kipshutai, the simple understanding, you have to keep all the commandments. U'mayish ha-gada, however, we have a medrash over here that tells us, what does that mean, kol ha-mitzvah, all the mitzvah? Im ischalta b'mitzvah, if you started doing a mitzvah, gemara isa, make sure you finish it. She'eina nikras ha-mitzvah el al she'ema gaimra, only the one who completes the mitzvah, he's the one that's considered having done the entire thing. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, v'esa atmei seisav asher helu b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim kavu b'shchem, and the bones of Yosef that the b'nei Yisrael brought out from Mitzrayim, they buried in Shechem. V'haloi Moshe levati nesasik b'hem la'loisam, only Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with them to bring them up from Mitzrayim. It wasn't all of b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that took the responsibility on his shoulders. Why is it that we're saying that b'nei Yisrael brought them up from Mitzrayim? El afi shaloi hispik l'gamra, since Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to complete the job because he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Ugmaru Yisrael and Klai Yisrael finished the job. Nikras hashmam, it's called by their name. Make sure you get the job done. Don't just start it, but finish it. Do it all the way. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. V'zachartos kol aderech, and you shall remember the entire journey. Asher lichcha Hashem lekecha, that Hashem your God brought you along. Ze'arba'im shana v'midbar, this 40 years in the midbar. Leman anaisecha l'nasoisecha, to afflict you and to test you. L'das es asher b'vavcha, to know that which is in your heart. And what's in your heart? Hasishmar mitzvaysav imloy. Are you going to keep his commandments or not? And a quick look at Rashi Pasuk Beis over here. Hasishmar mitzvaysav, what does it mean? Are you going to guard his commandments? Are you going to keep them? Shaloi tenaseyu, that you do not test him. V'loi tahar achrav, you do not ask any questions against Hashem. You just do the mitzvahs and you keep on going. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, v'yancha v'arivecha, and he afflicted you and made you hungry. V'yachalcha esaman asher lo yedato, and then he fed you the man which you did not know about. V'lo yaduna v'asecha, and your forefathers didn't know either. L'man ediacha, in order to teach you, ki loy al lechem levad yichya adam, a person does not live on bread alone, ki al kol maitza pi Hashem yichya adam, because a person lives by the word and by the mouth of Hashem. And simlascha loy v'alsam ha'alecha, your clothing did not wear out from on you, v'ragalcha loy v'atzeka, and your feet did not swell, zarabayim shana, these 40 years. Let's see Rashi over here. Simlascha loy v'alsa, anani ha'kavad hayu shafim iksusam, then anani ha'kavad, the clouds of glory would rub against their clothing, umegatsim ha'isam, and would press it, kimin kelim ugayhatsim, like pressed in ironed clothing. Va'af ketaneim, even the little kids, kamaisha hayu gedalim, as they would grow up, hayu gadal levushim, their clothing would miraculously grow with them, kalvush hazesh al-chaymet shagadal imay, just like this covering, this clothing, or this shell of a snail that grows with it. Imagine not having to go to the store to buy clothing for your kids for 40 years. That's how it was in the midbar. And loy vatzeka, your feet did not swell. Loy nafcha kabatzek, it didn't expand or swell like dough does. Kederach ha'ilche yachif shargalim mefuchas, usually when you walk barefoot, your feet are going to swell up. Their feet did not swell the entire 40 years in the midbar. And back to Chumash Pasuk Hei, v'yodatim lovecha, you should know in your heart, ki kasher yasser ishas benoy, the same way that a man chastises his son, Hashem lekecha miyasreka, Hashem your God, he chastises. And you shall guard the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, to go in his ways, and to fear him. Because Hashem your God is bringing you to a good land. Eretz Nachalei Mayim, it's a land full of streams of water. Springs and wells, coming out in the valleys and the mountains. Eretz Chita Saira, a land of wheat and barley, and grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Eretz Zeis Shemen, a land of olives for oil, udvash and date honey. Eretz Asher Loi B'Miskenus Toicha B'Alechem, it's a land that you eat your bread without poverty. Lo yisachzar kol ba, you're not going to be lacking anything in it. Eretz asher avonei barzel, it's a land that its stones are iron. U'me'areh tachtev nechashas, and from its mountains you're going to mine copper. V'chaltav v'savata, you shall eat and be satisfied. U've'achtos Hashem alekecha, and bless Hashem your God, ala arz ha'tev asher nasan lach, about the good land that He has given you. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow at the second Aliyah, learning of what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.